or severe frustration or despair will come upon you to stir your spirit up and make you sorely penitent for your activities and your attitude that is absolutely contrary to God in His Spirit. And if that don't break you, then these next three will. He said, I'll put upon you extreme sorrow, severe loss, and excruciating pain until I break you to my will. If the first three don't work, God says the last three will. You have a choice, an option. Fasting is a loss factor that we can apply to the breaking of our own spirit, our own heart before God, before God is forced to intervene and break us with this chastening rod upon our backs of sorrow for the loss of something you love or the suffering of your body to an extremity that will bring you into despair and frustration. You might not remember this, but I'm going to tell you one thing. God said, I'll hasten my word to perform it. God's going to watch over this word. God's going to watch over this warning. He's going to hold you responsible whether you remember it or not. You will remember it. When it comes on you, you will. I'm getting tired of working with people that not broken and reasonable. Pain in the neck. You got to recognize God has responsibility for you. That's not all me. I think it's all my responsibility. I told you what mine was, what a man of God will do for you. Now you have a responsibility to listen and bow yourself, or I'm going to bow my back to the storm and be that man in the gap, and I'm going to fast and pray with some others around here until I see a breaking like you've never heard tell of. We got in this jam out in the church in Arkansas 30 years ago. We had some old hard heads in there. You couldn't move them with a stick of dynamite. My wife and I and old Sister Medlin, Sister Bobbitt, and two or three other women there. The men wouldn't even join in. Just several women and I. We got to fasting. It took about 3 months. But we fasted. A week. 2 weeks. We'd eat a little bit. We'd fast another week. Or 2 weeks. We'd stay up at night and pray. And finally one day, BAM! One of our adversaries committed suicide right across the street from the church. The next week, BAM! Another old goat in the church, down the street a block. BAM! He blowed his brains out. The next week, BAM! 2 blocks down the street, another old goat blowed his brains out. The next thing you know, the next week, the telephone rang, another old goat's dying. Brother Pringle, come quick! George is dying! Come pray for us! Oh, my God! We got out there. There was another old goat down there, flat on his back, unconscious. The doctor was there. He examined us. There's nothing I can do. His wife screamed, said, Brother Pringle, rebuke that devil! Rebuke the devil foot. That's what we've been fasting, praying for that devil to come and do something to clean the church up. Rebuke it. First thing you know, that man had 9 convulsions. And they got closer and closer together. I'd hold down his chest and head on the bed, and my wife would grab his feet and hold him down to keep him on the bed to die. And the night would come, yeah! Boy, he's gone. And we buried another one. I'm telling you what, so we like to fill that cemetery up around there. But God cleaned that church up. And boy, we built a church there that you couldn't quit. There wasn't nothing like it in Arkansas in the 50s. We had people around there that feared God, and they feared God and Ray Pringle too. But I told them, if you don't behave yourself, I'll fast and pray and God will get you. I won't have to mucky with you no more. It don't work till you fast and pray. It don't work just because you want it to work. It works when you bow your back and fill that gap up and stick yourself in it and stop the infiltration of the devil
I'm the man that God found. You found one, God. I'm going to stay in the hedge until you break this rebellion.
Altogether, in that breaking, it took 40 days of fasting. I fasted 10 days, three times in that 40 days. God broke her. A wife, Sister Madeline. Hot, great day, no air conditioning, that little old shotgun house outside that church. Hot. Be 110, 113. Let me tell you something. We had funerals around there till it was pathetic. I'm going to tell you one thing. We got them funerals over in old Stiff Toe City out there, got the rebels. We had revival. We had unity. We had love. We had obedience. We had submission in that church. I didn't have to get in and argue with them. I just told them what God wanted. Okay. We're going to have two of them out here this week that was right there in it. They got saved in it. They'll be here tomorrow, the Lord willing. I'll let you hear them tell about it if you want to hear the rest of the story. I've seen what God will do. I've been practicing up this week, just getting myself ready to fast. Been drinking soup. Started last week before last, just drinking soup, and my body wouldn't clamor for no meat or nothing. I could fast and lay before God, my wife the same thing. That we wouldn't be burdened down and bogged down with old stomachs of growling and that old digestive juice of shooting in your stomach, making you miserable. We done got over it. Don't even get a headache. Don't even get nausea anymore. Just weep from it. Praise God. And we're committed. We're going to clean things up by God's help. And I advise you. You better get yourself thoroughly right with God or God's going to visit you. There'll be a crepe on your door or something similar to it. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to grip our hearts and souls here today in the power and persuasion of this message. I pray, O Lord, that we'll not be foolish and say, is God among us or not? Give us mercy. How old are we going? How'd you bring us out of Egypt out here to die in the wilderness? All this old murmuring, complaining. God have mercy, you brought us out of Egypt so that we could walk with you, so that we could enjoy your fellowship. Like Adam and Eve did back in the days of the Garden of Eden. Lord, we get out here and we're still miserable as a worm in ashes. Miserable with what God gives. We don't want that manna. Oh, that old manna! I want me to eat. That church, you got angry with them. And you destroyed them. That's what Jeremiah said again in his day in the church of old. God said, I'll turn and destroy my people. Since they return not from their ways, I'll destroy them. And the Bible says in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob haven't been consumed as yet. You're long-suffering, God, but after a while, you get enough. And when you get enough and get angry, man better back off before God lets his hand go and starts smiting and destroying. God, help us to back off and get out of your way and let God have his way. And I'm going to do that. I want you to have your way until every vessel is broken and there's a restoration of sanctification and a restoring to that holiness and beauty, sanctified, meet for the Master's use, prepared in every good work. Break us! Break us! In Jesus' name, I beseech you, O God, to break us like a potter's vessel that is broken to shivers. That you can restore us back to beauty, to unity, to love, to faith, to long-suffering, to self-control. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.